Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. Our passage comes from Romans 15. We're going to read verses 5 and 6. It says, "May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Jesus Christ, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." One of my favorite things throughout the rhythm of life and ministry here at Bible Fellowship is coming together as multiple churches to worship together. Grace Bible, Bible Fellowship, Neighborhood Church, First Baptist, Avon Park Lakes, First Church, Sebring, many different churches in our community, and as different worship leaders and singers and instrumentalists coming together and using our gifts to praise God together. I love that. And that is something that this passage talks about here. And what this does, this is Paul's prayer for the Roman church, is it lets us know that this is something that God desires for the church. He desires unity. And singing to him together with one voice might, in some ways, be better than all of our individual voices singing praise to him as well. It is good that we should have worship time as individuals, that we should even sing to him as individuals. But something special happens when our voices come together and we praise God together. And what makes that possible? Believers living in harmony with one another. This is something that Paul addresses throughout the New Testament. It's this idea of reconciliation, of coming together, that we should be of one mind. We are one body as the church. And it is not fitting that we should be in cliques and, you know, sectarian and divided over issues and beliefs and personalities and temperaments and bitterness and grudges that we hold over time. One of the shortest, maybe the shortest, I haven't looked it up, but Psalms, in the book of Psalms, is 133, which says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like precious oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore." God desires that his people would dwell in unity. So how do we do this? Well, the God of endurance and encouragement grants it to us. And why these two phrases when he talks about how are we going to dwell in unity? By calling on the God of, one, endurance. God endures our boneheadedness. And he welcomes us, as a later verse in this chapter will say. He loves us. He shows us grace and mercy. He chases after us. The God of endurance. And as we grow in Christlikeness, we too will be able to put up with personality differences, with unintentional slights, with people's habits that grate on us, personality differences, whatever it may be. God can grow us in this. And encouragement. How do we grow in unity together? By encouraging one another. You know, you can encourage one another even if you don't feel very encouraged. You can offer gratitude and thanks and words of kindness even if you're not feeling it. And you know what? As you do that, you might feel it. God encourages us through his Holy Spirit, through his word, through his presence in our lives. We too, as we grow in Christ-likeness, as we call upon his name, can grow as encouragers of one another. And when we do that, when we dwell in unity, our worship is more beautiful, more powerful. It is more a picture of heaven than us as individuals pursuing God. The next verse, verse 7, says, "Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you." Why? For the glory of God. God is glorified when people of different backgrounds and different experiences and different political leanings and different preferences come together in unity to call upon the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. That is a powerful testimony to the world. They will know we are Christians by our love for one another. By ourselves, impossible. But with God, nothing is impossible. Lord, help us to, as a church, dwell together in unity. you know, as we're thinking about this idea of unity, if there's somebody we have an issue with or someone we're struggling with resentment, God, may we bring that to you. May we seek reconciliation where we need to seek reconciliation. Convict us of the areas that we're not dwelling in unity. That when we gather together in worship to praise you, that something powerful and beautiful is happening. Because the God of encouragement and endurance has worked in our lives for the praise of your glory. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.